T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's start off talking about your taxes. You saw this in the New York Times and in the Strib, that folks who are getting their checks back, and some are, although Dan Cook is the first person I know who always get his, the day our W-2s come out, do you file that day?
If it's not that day, it's the next one. It's pretty close. I know I'm getting a refund and I want to get the money as soon as possible because the government doesn't need it in their hands any longer than absolutely necessary.
Honey, boyfriend, I don't blame you.
Right.
I would do the same thing.
But I have not gotten my return yet.
You haven't gotten your return yet. You know, and as a single
I know what it's
with
be.
A job, and he's a student, so he's got some basics. I got the husband with the business. I got the kids. It's, you know, it's kind of a mess. Your taxes are a disaster because of all your businesses, right?
Yeah.
Takes a little longer for us.
It's a gong show.
Right. I haven't even filed yet. Are you working on that?
No, I'm not even, I haven't even started.
We're just aggregating documents. Yeah. But if you filed, maybe you have seen that check's a little lighter.
8.4% lower the average refund among early filers,
Jura.
That's according to the IRS.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are unpleasantly surprised. But again, changes to deductions, IRS withholding tables. Many people who expected refunds have to actually write a check.
Which is unfortunate. There's an example of Ashley in Illinois. Says she was floored when she's... Her tax program, she did it online, showed her that she's going to owe $4,800. She says she was expecting to get a refund, a little bit less than she did last year, but she had no idea that it would be 2 months of take-home pay for herself. That's a big hit, especially if you're not expecting it. Like, you're expecting to get $200 to $500 back, and then someone tells you you owe near $5,000. That's a huge hit. I'm very nervous now. We have ours done professionally. I'm very nervous for what the accountant's going to say because last year, we paid our mortgage taxes early. I pay about $12,000 in property tax. And I knew that it was going to get capped at $10,000 come this year.
Right.
So we paid them early, which was great because it lowered my mortgage payment every month because normally I have it escrowed. So we got rid of that. We had that money, so we got rid of that. But come this next year, I'm only going to be able to deduct $10,000 of its mortgage, state, and local taxes. That's all combined together. And I'm going to take another hit even next year.
Well, I think a lot of people are going to take a hit. The tax breaks back in 2017, really the president's signature legislation right now, it not only dropped corporate rates, it dropped individual rates. But the GAO, the Government Accountability Office, expects about 4 million people in the USA to be paying more.
Which isn't all that many, considering there's almost 400 million of us.
And here's the deal. High-tax states, and Minnesota is one of those high-tax states, along with California, New York State, Massachusetts, Connecticut. There, people are bearing, I think, a higher burden because there's now a cap of $10,000, and that's a total. Individuals, under the cap, individuals and married taxpayers filing jointly who itemize deductions may deduct only up to $10,000 annually for state, local income, property, and sales tax. All four of those.
Right. Mine will get eaten up with my property tax, but there's an example in this article of a bookkeeper and her husband who is a truck driver. He's on the road 5 days a week, and they usually receive a refund of about $1,500. Mm-hmm. They say this year they're going to have to pay about $400. So not only are they not getting money back, they'll owe. And maybe $400 doesn't seem like a lot to you, but that withholding that you're talking about, they have lost the ability to deduct any business expenses he has. And I know maybe at home you're thinking, you truckers will know this because you're on the road. You might have to pay for your dinners, your food. You can't go home for dinner. You're on the road. You have to pay for dinner. You even have to pay sometimes if you want to take a shower, if you stop at a hotel. I mean, if it's long, you know, if it's long distance. And that's what she says. He can't eat at night. He has to pay for his own cell phone. And sometimes he pays for his own showers. And his company doesn't pay for that. I guess that's not considered a business expense. Maybe it's, and you truckers out there, you educate us about this, but he's lost the ability to deduct all of that. Think about that. Those are your everyday expenses, your meals, your showering. I mean, that's a lot. Your cell phone. So I can see where they would end up on the wrong end of that.
So the 1%, the billionaires, the CEOs, the people that own companies, big companies, mm-hmm. Are paying a lot less tax than they were a couple of years ago. And again, business, by and large, is booming in this country. But will it trickle down to the middle class? Will a majority of Americans see a real break in what they pay in taxes? I think that remains to be seen.
It's a little early, but if you're seeing a difference, we'd love to hear about it. Our phone number is 651-989-9226. Drop us a line on Facebook or Twitter, text. But we would love to hear, I know it's early, but if you did file early, if you're Dan Cook, and he didn't get his refund even yet, and he's an early bird.
But it's only been maybe like a week and a half.
But you also, Dan, as you were going along filing, you could see what you would be getting back.
Yeah, I mean, I use one of the online tax softwares, and right. So it shows you up in the upper right-hand corner as you're entering all your information what your refund likely is. And the number before I added in all my student information, which is what really ballooned my refund this year, was relatively close to what it has been in past years.
So. Okay, so it's going to say the same for you.
It seemed to, yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm curious to know if our listeners are feeling the brunt of any of this.
I tell you, our listeners are, one person writes, excessive taxes are, quote, for the children. What is it? Only suckers pay taxes? The point being that the people with wealth, the people, the 1%, in many cases, can shelter their money, and it's a little like Netflix, right?
Well, I'm a middle-class person.
They don't have to pay taxes. One of our listeners says, the 1% on the CEOs aren't paying a penny in taxes. It's time for a revolution.
Yeah, honey, amen. Amen, sister. Revolutionize that.
The economy sucks in America. The railroad keeps laying people off.
Let's go to Gene in Oak Grove. Jump in here, Gene.
Yeah, I just want to comment a couple things on the tax thing that you mentioned even yesterday with Netflix not paying.
Yeah, that was crazy
tax.
Too.
The thing with taxes and numbers, you really got to look at everything extremely close. And if in fact they aren't paying anything, then that's wrong. That's not fair. As far as corporations and rich people too, you got to be careful and not say, well, because somebody throws some numbers at you that you're going to jump on that. But it's very complicated, and corporations create jobs if they reinvest their money. And I'm assuming there's guidelines that when companies do that their tax rate drops. And same thing with rich people, you know, being accused of not paying any tax. I'm sure the facts are different, that the rich pay a lot, so you got to be very careful. And the left side usually looks for victims. That promotes their views. So they'll create this division with false numbers in a lot of cases.
Well, I appreciate the call, Gene. We heard the numbers yesterday, $845 million on Netflix, and didn't pay one dime of state or local or federal income taxes. So those are not skewed.
The point that I think Gene was making is that they create new jobs, and those individuals, the employees, pay taxes, right?
I heard Gene say the left was lying about numbers. That's what I heard, or making them up. I mean, I agree with your premise that, yes, jobs create new taxpayers, and that's great. That's great, but I don't necessarily think there's a lying here.
The really, really smart people hire expensive accountants and use every legal loophole in the book.
And no one's accusing
shelter their money
them of illegality.
To pay as little as possible.
But
that's the game.
Could be more beneficial to the whole. Joe's in Minneapolis. Jump in here, Joe.
200 usually last couple of years. This year, $2,000. So that kind of stunk.
Wow.
So normally you get back 4,200, and this year you're getting back to, $2,000. What was it? Was it your mortgage taxes?
Yeah, it was more, it was everything. My wife does daycare. She did do daycare. She quit now, but it was that. She, these little loopholes here and there.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't work as much overtime because overtime, they just, so they stick you with taxes.
Sure, sure.
But it was still, I mean, every year, the last few years, we get about $4,200 back, and this year it was $2,000.
I'm sorry about that, buddy. Yeah, that's tough. That's a tough one.
Hey, thank you, Joe. One of our, and I have to agree with this. One of our listeners says the goal should not be to get any money back. Why let the government have your money all year?
I got you, but that's a lot of math and a lot of calculations.
No, but the goal should be to get zero back, right?
That's the goal.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.